weeping in the darkest night. Hey there, you trying to stand up on your own two feet and stumbling through the sky.
Hey you,
when the lights go out and you're on. Shattered in a thousand pieces.
How about that? That's quite something, isn't it? Snarky Puppy and their arrangement on Laura Mavula's Sing to the Moon, and the man himself is right here, right now with me, Michael Lee. Welcome home, sir. Welcome home. I could say that because this is very much your second home.
Yeah, sure.
We've spoken about this before, and you clearly seem to defy any genetic normality, because the harder you work and the more flat out you go, the younger you seem to look. What is this, some kind of cocoon type thing going on here? I want to know what you're drinking.
That's funny. Most people say that it looks like I've aged 15 years since the last time they saw me.
Complete nonsense. So, yes, let's talk about Laura Mavula. First of all, beautiful album. I call it a grower. I think all of my masterpiece albums that I've ever listened to, it took me a while to get into, and then they become part of you. This is doesn't have the immediate impact, I think, of the last vocal project, Family Dinner Volume 1, but this is a beautiful grower, and that arrangement there of Laura Mavula's thing, a clear example. You kind of do loads of shows, don't you, over a period of days, and then delve in and think, well, I have that one, that one, and that one. Tell me about the process of putting this album together.
Well, Snarky Puppy's an instrumental band, right? So our thing is original instrumental music, but these family dinner projects are special projects that always benefit a different youth education charity. We did this one in New Orleans, and every, We ask artists to join us for it. You know, we pick 8 artists. And the kind of understanding is that when the artist agrees to do it, they hand over a tune of theirs to us. And they just kind of agree to let us do our thing to it. And generally, it's a dramatic rearrangement. Whether it's a previously recorded tune, as was the case with Laura's, with Sing to the Moon, which she had previously recorded twice.
Yeah, with the Metropole Orchestra as well, right?
Exactly. Yeah. So that was a real challenge for me.
Another arrangement.
To like, oh, I have to come up with a third arrangement, you know? So that was really interesting, but that was the way it was with each artist, you know? So I would do the arrangement, send it to the artist for approval. They'd say, cool. The band showed up a few days before the artist. In New Orleans at the studio, we rehearsed for 2 or 3 days without them just to get the arrangements in shape. Then the artists all showed up. We rehearsed with them for an hour and a half per day each over 2 days. And then we did 3 nights of live recording sessions in the studio with a live studio audience, as we tend to do, and filmed the whole thing. And that's kind of like the process in a nutshell.
I can't even imagine what goodness hits the cutting room floor on all of this, but I suppose you've got it in the archives there somewhere just in case.
We do, yeah. I mean, we have 3 nights of performances, and we can only take one per artist, you know.
And you recently put out a box set of concerts from... I don't know how you guys do it. I mean, there's right in between, just when we're expecting 1, 2, 3 albums this year or whatever, there's another one, a box set of a lot of concerts you've done around the world, from some of your favourites. I mean, how much material have you got in your laptop there or to listen to? You must spend hours and hours on planes just, like, ploughing through them.
Yeah, well, it's funny. You know, we started this thing... during the fall tour of recording every show live and then sending them to our mix engineer Nick Hard to do these like super fast mixes. You know, he had a template set up and he would mix the live shows very quickly. But it's funny because I had to write notes on each one, so we would be sending the shows back and forth for approval. So I actually, yeah, you're right. Every plane ride, I was basically listening to the previous night's gig, which, believe it or not, is maybe not the most fun thing in the world to listen to yourself play constantly. But it's a cool thing that I think our audience really appreciates, that they can go see a show at the Apollo in London and then a couple weeks later download it online and kind of relive the experience with a different sonic environment. And I think that the box set thing was cool. We picked, like, I think, 14, 15, 16 of our favorite gigs and released those in physical form in a box set from all over the world. Turkey, you know, Chile, you know.
Chile. Amazing.
Yeah, wherever. Yeah, London, you know. It was cool.
Do you ever take a break, Michael? I mean, you're always working. If Michael Lee takes a vacation, where does he head?
I don't know. I'm a musician, so I feel like my life is a vacation in a way.
Fair enough.
You know, I mean, what if you love your job, you never work a day in your life, right? So
absolutely. All right, well, we'll play some more from the album and have another chat about that in just a moment.
Jazz FM. Listen in color.
Another from Snarky Puppy Family Dinner Volume 2. A criminal interruption there, but it's a 10-minute piece, and we've got some things to talk about as well. Michael League, band leader, bass player, extraordinary man, is here to tell us about Family Dinner. Oh, you went down to New Orleans, as you said. What's the first thing you guys do when you drop into New Orleans? I mean, it's a hell of a place.
Eat.
Yeah, that's probably first thing most people do, actually, yeah.
Yeah, it's an amazing place food. For food. Unbelievable place for food.
This particular cut features the prodigious talent of Jacob Collier. He'd never recorded this before. What did you guys think when you started recording this particular cut, and about, you know, the way that he goes about his music? It's something else, isn't it?
It is. You know, I mean, he sent me a demo. You know, I always prefer on these Family Dinner records to do something that's previously unrecorded. And he sent me a demo of this tune that's very, very different from what came out. But I was, you know, I've always been blown away by Jacob's sense of harmony, you know. And so for me, my job in arranging this was really, I looked at it more as like, I'm going to let him handle all the harmonic stuff, and I want to provide a conducive foundation or infrastructure to the tune. And in this case, you know, since we were pairing vocalists up with instrumentalists on this album, we put him with Big Ed Lee, who's the sousaphone player from the Soul Rebels brass band. Largely because my idea for the groove was a New Orleans kind of groove, this kind of like cowbell, tambourine, you know, New Orleans vibe. So it's like this really weird mixture of Jacob's super complex harmony and then this kind of like New Orleans undertone with sousaphone playing the bass line with me. And yeah, it turned out
beautiful,
really,
beautiful, yeah. Piano solo as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which you can hear just underneath us. And the cream of New Orleans turned out, of course, Big D from Buku Groove, Big D Perkins, John Gross. All these are names that you see all over the place in New Orleans when you get there. And even Terence Blanchard showed up with his sons, he told me. He bought himself a couple of tickets to come and sit in and just see you guys. But you managed to haul him up onto onto the bandstand.
I mean, I would have invited him to be part of this New Orleans super band that we put together, you know. But I didn't know him. I mean, I'm just a fan of Terence's. I didn't have his number or email address or anything. And somebody said, hey, man, you know, Terence is here with his daughters.
Oh, his daughters?
Yeah. And I was like, what? So I came over to meet him, and I was like, what are you doing here, man? And he was like, oh, yeah, well, my daughters are fans of yours, and we came to hang. And I was like, well, you want to play? And he said, I don't have my horn. And we said, well, we got 3 trumpets here, man. Do you want to, you know? And he said, sure. So grabbed the horn, and we threw him into the mix, and it was a blast.
Incredible lineup of musicians, Charlie Hunter, Big Ed Lee, you mentioned, of course, vocalist galore. I mean, so who's who? Chris Turner's a really killing vocalist who's doing some great things. Jacob Collier and Laura Mavula, I kind of partisaned the British on my selections here. Becca Stevens and Salif Keita and the great David Crosby.
Crosby, should I say.
That was a moment, I think, wasn't it? Because he's such a legendary American musician. To look over as you're playing bass and go, oh my God, that's David Crosby and I'm playing for him. Well, I've seen the video, he thought you guys were absolutely amazing. Good coming together, that.
Yeah, it was special. I mean, the diversity reflected in all the artists was a beautiful thing. And not just the diversity, but the chemistry between them, you know. And to my knowledge, I think Chris and Becca were really the only two people who knew each other previously, you know. So all these artists were meeting each other for the first time, all these kind of, you know, some big stars, some lesser known, but... Yeah. Wonderfully talented, and it's rare that you get a group of people that large and that talented together, and in some cases famous, and that there's no diva vibe, there's no ego complex. It's like, it was really so equal. It was beautiful.
Apart from that Bill Lawrence guy, he can be hard work.
He's really, just so full of himself, huh?
White lilies in the dressing room, what's all that about? Speaking of, well, we're kidding, of course. Speaking of which, he's got a new album coming very soon on your label, your imprint, Ground Up. And am I right in thinking a couple from Corey Henry as well? This is going to be a busy year ahead for the Snarky Puppy family.
A couple from Bill as well.
A couple from Bill.
Bill's releasing 3 albums in the next year. I think Corey's releasing 2. Snarky Puppy's releasing 2. I'm starting a new band. Ground Up is now no longer an imprint. It's its own label, a fully independent label now. So there's a lot happening. I think I might be buying a studio in Brooklyn that'll be opening up in August or September. So there's so much music to be made, and so many beautiful artists that are ready to make it, you know, outside of the Snarky Puppy family as well as inside of it. And that's what Ground Up, our label, is about. You know, we're trying to get real things out to people who love music, you know, who want to hear it.
What did you learn about yourselves in this particular making of an album down in New Orleans? There you were with all these great musicians. Did you discover something that you hadn't discovered before?
The studio, while we were there, this 1 week that everyone was there together, was like a dream. It felt like utopia. It felt like, you know, a crazy social experiment that went 100% right. You know, everybody became so close, and just watching, you know, Crosby and Jacob becoming good friends, you know, the two ends of the age spectrum in the artist.
Yeah.
And everyone else, you know, Susanna giving Maz Afro-Peruvian dance lessons and all this kind, you know, like, really, it was so beautiful. I think the biggest thing that we all learned is that no matter how successful or talented or known or respected you are or become, at the end of the day, we have to be good to each other, you know, and that the best music is created when you're in an environment that's full of love and not one that's full of ego.
It's been great following your journey, because we've all seen you playing in little pubs in Hoxton, right away up to the huge stage in Hammersmith for your last gig. I think there were about 3,500 in there, and onwards and upwards. And family, then there's videos, I believe, coming out gently, slowly but surely, in the album very soon. We're out of time here, Michael, but thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks
here
for
on
having
Jazz
me.
FM. Michael Leake from Snarky Puppy, and Mark Walker is here next.